This is Ramsey Radio, the farming and farm machinery podcast from Ramsey Brothers, partnering farmers since 1950.
Hello and welcome to a very important episode of Ramsey Radio. Not underselling any of our other episodes, but this one is going to tackle something that again is on many, many growers' lips. I'm your host, Tim Glover. And my guest today is none other than Joe Pedler, National Sales and Marketing Manager for Australian Ag Chemical Business CropSmart. Joe, always a pleasure, mate. Welcome to Ramsey Radio.
How are you, Tim?
Oh, mate, I'm outstanding. And
you're looking fresh anyway.
Yes, well, mate, it's all good. And as I said, mate, a big welcome to Ramsey Radio. Bill, this is an important episode because we're going to talk about one of the most urgent issues facing ag at the moment, and that's the extraordinary price pressure on fertilisers and pesticides. But before we get to that, as I said, National Sales and Marketing Manager for CropSmart. Give us a bit of a brief outline about CropSmart, who they are, what their place is in the ag chemical market, and where you've come from.
Yeah, thanks, Tim. CropSmart started out as a small Australian-owned family business in Western Victoria. 10 years ago, we expanded into South Australia. So 16 years in, we've now got 12 stores through country, SA and Vic. The biggest difference for us around where we've been different to the big boys, the Elders and the Nutrients, is we're one of the first companies to have our own brand of products. So we have our Smart brand, which we sell it through our own store network. And over time, we've probably evolved a lot as a business. We've increased our service. We've got into agronomy. We're not only doing chemical now, we're doing fertilizer, seed, pretty much everything that a broadacre farmer does. Needs in a year. We're the broadacre specialists.
Fantastic. And no doubt easy to spot your teammate driving around in the magnificent blue vehicles with the CropSmart logo on the side. And they do look good and certainly stand out. You made the comment there that you have your own production facilities in Australia and blend, I guess, some of your own product. But presumably you still need to import. You know, if that's the case, what base chemicals and finished products do you bring in and where are you sourcing them from?
So, yeah, we've got a production facility in Melbourne, in Laverton. We've had that for about 8 years now. We bring in a lot of raws from all around the world, raw ingredients. We're still primarily relying on China, and I think a lot of industries are still scratching their head over the last 18 months, realizing how important this is. Perhaps it's also a weakness as well. But India is also really important, and that has been a growing area, and we've seen issues with India over COVID in the last 12 months that's put pressure on some products. So right now, you know, the broadacre farmers listening to this there's a shortage of Garlon or Triclopyr in the industry at the moment. That used to be a really big product in India, and we couldn't get it out of India. Everything stopped there when they went through COVID. So we would manufacture 80% of our Smart products in Melbourne. So we toll formulate for ourselves there. We still import a few products. Primarily those products are the ones which are the most dangerous. So paraquat, gramoxone, diquat as well, which is spray seed. So those particular Smart products which we do, we still get made overseas, but otherwise we do a lot of them ourselves. We also do deal with a couple other toll blenders for specialised products, like seed treatments here in Australia, but we're really trying hard as much as we can to do that business in Australia. Sometimes it costs us more to get our products made here, but we're really proud and focused on getting that product made in Australia. There has been a shift in our industry back to overseas manufacturing, certainly cheaper and easier. So I do encourage growers to ask that question this year when they're purchasing their crop protection products. Where's this product made? And yeah, I'm 100% keen for them to support the Australian-made guys that are doing that.
Absolutely, mate. And I think it's a big thing. You know, we did an episode recently with Cam McIntosh where we talked about logistical challenges that are facing the industry. You know, without putting words into your mouth, I'm sure that you're running into logistic challenges on the other side of production. How's that affecting your distribution to your customers around the country?
We're trying really hard for it not to affect our customers. But in the back end of that, you know, we've got guys sprinting in our supply chain and procurement overseas. For us, that means we've had to extend and look forward another 6 to 9 months than we were pre-COVID. So looking forward, forecasting, ordering overseas and locally, you know, a lot further out than we ever have been. And I suppose, you know, no different to in your game, what we're now doing is looking back to the farmer to say, can you help us out and order as early as you can A, to make our job easier, and B, to get you guys the best pricing. So, yeah, it's been really tough. Like, all of the guys that are in supply chain and procurement in our business are starting to go grey, lose hair, get wrinkly because they've been stressed. They've had a really tough 2 years. Fortunately for us, we've tried to make the least interruption we can to our growers, which we've done a really good job of so far.
We did discuss before we started the podcast how little hair that we have, or we're now resorting to things like comb overs. You know, the work that goes on behind the scenes just on the logistics side of things to keep the supply up to the end users has really, really been phenomenal. And you know, there's a lot of learnings I think we can take out of it, Joe. But at the same time, you know, when you see the pressures that we're under and our people are under, it's certainly something that you hope that we see some light at the end of the tunnel that's not a train sooner than later.
Very true. And if I can just add something here as well, Tim, I think to the farmers out there, they've seen the value around being involved with a company that can guarantee supply of products. And that is becoming an even greater point going forwards, that they need to align themselves and create a relationship with people who won't let them down. I think that's really important going forward, particularly over the next 12 months.
Yeah, and you're 100% correct, mate. It is, you know, we're here for the end user. And, you know, we hit the nail on the head, and there is no secret there's severe supply constraints in many areas. The other side of that is we're obviously starting to see some severe pricing pressures, in particular on fertilisers. What's yours and CropSmart's take on those constraints?
Yeah, I mean, with fertiliser, I need to flag, we don't have our own supply chain. We don't import our own products. So we are dealing with other companies that are flowing a lot of information through. Really, really interesting time. It seems we've hit the ceiling on fertiliser pricing. That's what it feels like. It could change, but it's primarily China is holding a lot of cards here. On phosphates, for example, they're 39% of the world capacity. So in any industry, if you take a third of the available product out of a market, it's going to hurt. But if they come back in at some stage, there's going to be more supply. The price can come back. We haven't seen them come back in, but everyone's sitting on the fence waiting. It seems, like I said, the gut feel is it's hit a ceiling. Can it come off? The male is urea, will come off, but will the fertilizer prices come off in time for sowing? That's the question that anyone who hasn't purchased is asking. Male we're getting is no, but gut feel says there's a possibility that it may ease a little. Urea definitely is going to ease. We're still seeing gas prices high around the world. So, you know, production has slowed, but you know, there's a certain fuel that's hit the ceiling and will ease, particularly at time of spreading. Once again, for sowing, not sure.
Is it fair to say we've become a little bit gun shy? You know, we go back, you know, when we started really seeing massive issues with urea, AdBlue, those sort of things, it was complete doom and gloom. Yet here we are, 4 to 6 weeks later, suggesting that it's tapped out, supply is going to be okay. You know, it may not flow on quickly enough in Australia for seeding this year. But do you think we've become a little bit oversensitized?
Yeah, without a doubt, we have been. You know, the old saying, markets run on emotion, don't they? Not on reality. So
I think that's just our daily lives at the moment, isn't it, mate?
Yeah, true. Yeah, I think definitely we have. And you can understand why, as humans, we you know, when you just go to the supermarket shelves and there's nothing there, you become sensitive. You know, there's a lot of things happening in our life now that are so different to any other time that you become a little bit more sensitive, cautious, concerned than you do. So, you know, we all like to go to the supermarket and find toilet paper. We'll go to Ramsay Brothers and buy a header and, you know, Rob Shirley can drop one out next week or, you know, at least for next year. When those things change, it's just, you know, everyone does become sensitive. I think we've hit that peak, though. The gut feel, and I don't know about your gut feel, Tim, it seems like we've hit a peak on the world. Hopefully things are going to, you know, free up a little bit over the next, you know, 6 to 9 months as we roll through this year.
And I get the whole thing is, you know, over the last 2 years, we've seen a lot happen, politically inspired, pandemic inspired, but the shortages are affecting more than fertiliser supplies. And we're going to talk about those other impacts after this short break. Don't go anywhere. I'll be back with Joe Pedler from CropSmart, National Sales and Marketing Manager.
Bednar Terraland TO, the name to remember for soil renovation. Exclusively available through Ramsay Brothers, why settle for a machine that works on one dimension? Do more in one pass. Increase oxygen supply and remove hard pans. Mix and combine topsoil for better structure and nutrient availability. increase root growth and microbial activity, and improve moisture retention. Bednar Terraland TO, it's a ripper. Call Ramsey Brothers for more. Ramsey Brothers, partnering farmers since 1950.
Welcome back to Ramsey Radio, the farming podcast brought to you by Ramsey Brothers. And we're talking to CropSmart National Sales and Marketing Manager Joe Pedler about the difficulties of getting ag chemicals this year. Joe, we've talked about the fertiliser shortages, and we're certainly not the first to do that. But there's even more to the story. Essential pesticides are under pressure too. Give us your take on where you see that at.
Yeah, really, really interesting point once again. Have we reached the ceiling on chemical prices in general is the question that everyone's asking themselves. Hopefully we have. We're expecting, in our business that the peak demand and issue will be December, January, February as we hit Chinese New Year and the Winter Olympics. So we're hoping that choke point will free up March, April, May, June. Will that mean we get lower pricing? Yes, hopefully. When will that hit Australia? We don't really think till June, July, August. So, it does create some interesting issues around, what happens. We know that every supplier in the country is light on stock. Why are we light on stock? Exactly the same as if the farmer's diesel price went to $2 a litre. Would they load up? No, they wouldn't. Would they buy what they need? Yes, they will. So for this summer, has every chemical company in Australia loaded up on glyphosate, paying $10 a litre wholesale for that to sell to the farmer at 11 or 12? No, they haven't. So everyone's light on inventory. If we continue to get rains, we're all going to run out of stock, and that will be everyone from us to the big boys because no one's taking big punts at big pricing. If I go and buy, a million litre lot today, can it cost me $10 million? I know the price is going to come back at some stage in the next 12 months. If that drops $3 a litre, I've done $3 million. If I can then buy it at $7 a litre, will the Australian farmers still be paying $11? No, they won't. Who's got to wear the loss? We do. So you just sit there and go, well, instead of buying a million, I'm going to buy 500 or 600 or 300 or whatever that is. So inventory levels are low. No one's willing to take the risk. Hence we're saying to guys, work with us, we'll get what you need. Order early, please.
Yeah, absolutely. No no question. I mean, it's no secret glyphosate's hugely important to Australian ag, not least for most South Australian cropping systems. Or what are the things that are driving these pricing pressures?
Once again, China's a massive player in the chemical market, right? When we first started this business 16 years ago and products started to go off patent, there became more and more suppliers in China. It was easy to set up if you're a manufacturer in China. There was a lot of traders. So the glyphosate market, for example, became flooded with producers and suppliers in China. What's happened over the last few years there has been a real consolidation in the market. So the government shut a lot of producers in China. So there's really decreased to a lot of the bigger players, a lot of the government-owned players. And, once again, supply and demand. If four key guys are driving the market in any industry, there is nothing stopping them sitting down for coffee one day and having a chat about where they think price is going to go. In Australia, that's highly illegal. In other countries, that's how business is done. So in China, we're certainly becoming beholden to a lot more of the bigger boys getting bigger and the little guys disappearing from the game. Relating that back to the retailers in Australia, you've got Nutrien and Elders that are owning, 70% of the market, anywhere between 60 and 70% of the market. The big guys keep getting bigger, creates less competition in the market. So certainly overseas, the price has risen. I mean, they're telling us it's because all of their price of their cost of production has increased. But there's no doubt there's a lot of companies in China making more money than they've ever made out of selling glyphosate to different parts of the world at the moment.
And I've got to jump in there, Joe, because we hear it too from our side of the business, the machinery thing. There's a number of times I thought, geez, I've got to go and get myself a gig over there, because if I look at the cost increase as a percentage, the guys that are on the line and the gents and the girls that are on the line, they must be getting a hell of a wage.
Yeah. I don't think the guys on the production.
I wouldn't have thought so, but it is the common thing we hear, isn't it?
And, you know, I've got to go back to my point from an environmental perspective. If the greenies listening, it's been a fantastic thing. There was a lot of stuff happening in China that were, you know, dumping into rivers and lakes and, you know, all kinds of illegal behaviour that would make you cringe. So, you know, as those little guys got cleaned up from you know, the environmental positives in China, we've all had to pay more for our product here in Australia.
And potentially a small price to pay for a better result globally and a better long-term result. So other important pesticides getting caught up in all of this as well? You know, your paraquats, some of the go-to fungicides. Are you seeing any other, like, serious constraints?
At the moment, we've got a shortage in the country regions with Garlon, which is triclopyr, which is a key product you add in with glyphosate for melons. Going forward, there's going to be more and more of these different ones pop up. And it's interesting because, you know, I can sit here and tell you what we've got covered as a business. I can't tell you what the whole industry's got. When you've got two big players that are such a large percentage of the market, as we've seen over the last few years, only one of them needs to make one error, one mistake, get some guy in the head office, gets a number wrong, orders the wrong amount, and it can instantly put a supply pressure on the whole market. So, you know, right now, if you're ordering with CropSmart, we've got product covered for all of our key growers, encouraging anyone else to order ahead as early as you can for sowing and for your post-emergent spraying. And I'm probably sitting here waiting each day going, what's going to go short today? At the moment, I've got everything covered apart from triclopyr, but I'm concerned on a few other products.
Yeah, okay. No doubt you and the team from CropSmart are doing what you can to limit any impact that it has on the business. But again, it's as you're telling us, in many cases, it's a daily proposition.
Yeah. Let's get a couple other products. We've seen propizamide, which is a product a lot of guys use under their canola. That became non-existent. You know, the price of that has essentially doubled from last year. So, you know, when the prices get to that point, you're sitting there having, you know, asking yourself the question, would you use that? Or would you use something else? You know, I think we're going to see, you know, Avidex Trilate is getting really tight. 2,4-day amines, esters, you know, highly encouraging at the moment guys to get forward ordering and order them for sowing. The difficult thing, Tim, is, you know, everyone doesn't know if they're going to need 1, 2, or 3 summer sprays. That's going to be the biggest. It's harder to predict. It's easy to work out how much Secura or trifluralin you're going to need for sowing. That's easy to plan for. The extra summer spraying is going to be difficult. So, yeah, my key message to everyone is sit down with your agronomist, get your paddock plans done, refine them, and make sure you're working with a supplier who's got you covered.
Critically important advice that, not that I disagree with a lot of things that Joe says, but critically important advice is to make sure that you're working with a supplier that's prepared to work with you and make sure you're working with a valued partner that's going to A, be able to deliver, but also give you the right mail. Right, finally, Joe, going to ask you the million-dollar question. Do we need, we being Australia, need to address a sovereign capacity to produce sufficient fertilisers and pesticides on our shores?
Let me break it up. Fertilizers, yes, no doubt. We've seen the requirements on that. Full credit to China when they've seen that a product short, they won't allow companies in their country to export. Australia not yet doing that. We currently have products. We have companies that are manufacturing the products that Australian broadacre farmers need and they are exporting. So I think that's one step there with fertilizer. There is no doubt that I think there's an appetite from farmers and key investors in Australia to invest in fertiliser production in Australia. And there's obviously already a number of plans to do so. The increase in pricing just makes that happen quicker. There's obviously a greater umbrella there and an opportunity for profit, which speeds these things up. If we go back to chemicals, I would love to say yes, and I've been asked this question numerous times, and we've sat at a board level and discussed this question and debated what can we do. I don't think that's going to happen as much. The main reason is we've got these countries overseas that their cost of production and labour is so much lower than ours. So, yes, we could go and spend, CropSmart could go and spend millions and millions of dollars setting up a glyphosate technical ingredient manufacturing plant. And the minute that price goes back to where it was 2 years ago in China, I'm going to be bankrupt. And I just think that's too big a risk to make. Fertilizer may be a little bit different, but I just think chemical, no one's got the stomach to do that. I would love to be able to go and do it, but I just don't think the numbers are going to stack up. The biggest issue for Australia is our cost of labor and, you know, potentially being able to get some of those raw ingredients out of the ground. We know we've got the fertilizers in the ground. There's already, you know, talking about production at Lee Creek in South Australia and those things. So I just don't think that anyone in the chemical company, the industry is going to do that unless this lasts 4 years.
I guess, Joe, that's a fair point. We've seen it happen in so many of our other manufacturing industries, and it does come down literally to a cost of our cost of production.
No, I suppose the question needs to be asked, and I think we all know the answer is, if you can buy glyphosate, for instance, and I'll just go back to the most commonly used chemical, if you can buy glyphosate for $5 a litre, would Australian farmers pay $7 for an Australian-made product? I don't think they would.
I think, you know, Joe, the answer to that is there'd be a proportion that would, but that proportion would be a small proportion, and it just doesn't justify the investment.
Tim, can I summarise my message to growers listening?
You can, mate, and if you hadn't jumped in, I was just going to give you a big build-up for you to
Thank
do that.
You. Well, there's no need for the build-up. Let me summarise it.
I know how you roll. You work better with the build-up, but let's go for it, mate. What's the key message from CropSmart to our growers?
Number one, be organised. Order as early as you can and as far ahead as you can. Number two, work with a trusted supplier that can deliver you what you need this year. You're going to, more important than ever in 2022, to work with a companies that can supply you what you need. And number three, please support Australian wherever you can. That is never a more important time to do that than it is now. So please think about that when you're buying your crop protection products this year.
Joe, always a pleasure, and look forward to catching up in person soon, mate. And as you and I both know, there is a carton of beer that I lost in a good, honest bet to you that we need to get together and drink. So appreciate you coming on.
Thanks, mate. Thanks very much for having me, Tim. Much appreciated.
And thanks to you, our listeners, for listening to another episode of Ramsey Radio. Guys, if you've enjoyed today's episode, make sure you rate, share, and subscribe to the program on your favorite podcast app. Once again, thanks for listening. I'm Tim Glover, and I'll catch you for the next episode. And in the meantime, stay safe and look after each other.
You've been listening to Ramsey Radio, brought to you by Ramsey Brothers. Find this and all our podcasts on your preferred podcast app or on our website at ramseybros.com.au.